Yeah, man, that's how we want everyone to feel. We want people to feel like they're one of us, and we always go out in the crowd, hang out with people and listen to their stories, and hearing everyone's stories on the road and seeing that we're all cut from the same cloth. We're all one of us together. This is Jack Fowler with Jelly Roll, and you're on the road with Pain at WGN. When I need
a favor. 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have online coming off the groundbreaking, history-making, sold-out tour that took them coast to coast, from sold-out arenas to The Tonight Show. And the top of the charts is the lead guitarist for Jelly Roll, Jack Fowler. Welcome to WGN.
Dane, finally. What's up, everybody? How you doing? This is awesome.
Yeah, it's great to have you. A little bit of time here before you head out to the next show, so we'll get right into it. Backroad Baptism was a whirlwind tour. A lot of firsts, so many new places, new fans, experiences, awards. It really feels like, even though it was just a few months, you fit an entire career into one summer. As you were going, obviously the sellouts everywhere were a clue, but did you realize all the momentum you guys had were building along the way? I mean, when did you notice, or are you guys just sort of insulated, right, on the road, you know, kept from it all?
And you don't really notice what's going on until you step on that stage the first show. So in depth with, like, rehearsals and putting the show together and getting everything, you know, solidified. I think we rehearsed for about like 6 weeks or something. Just lived in this bubble that we call soundcheck for 6 weeks. And, you know, we didn't realize what was happening until we stepped on the stage the first time. And we were just all right, here we go. Best summer of our lives. You know?
Okay. Like, you're on the road, right? And people, you know, you're sort of insulated. You're out there isolated, but people are getting a hold of your former, you maybe bandmates, family, friends reached out on the tour. What was one thing they shared about the craziness and excitement that you guys were creating? And like on this, like the former bandmates, for the listeners, like your mom, right? She's a musician. She got you started as a musician who got you into music. What's been her reaction to all this?
And it was like the best day of the tour for me was in Tampa. And we did a cover of Simple Man, and Skinner's her favorite band. Actually, I walked her on stage, sing along at the end, and she was just bawling in tears. So she's extremely grateful. And she tried to do it when she was my age. She was touring at like 17 to like 25, 26, and it just never happened for her, unfortunately. So watching her son be able to get there and do it has been nothing but proud, man. She's been nothing but supportive.
Oh my gosh. So you think about this other influences, like Jelly and the band. You guys are killing it in country these days, but a background in rock and rap, he has, the band has, you with Sleeping with Sirens, hard rock, and some of your, you know, foundational influences being Pantera, right? Metallica. With all that range, just kind of talk about your thoughts about where the band can go with the music.
Yeah, man, it's we all come from different, like, you know, we from different music. It's just weird that I'm like, there's like a metal kid, there's a blues guy, there's an old country guy, like there's a pop, our bass player loves like punk and stuff like that. So it's like, we're all over the spectrum of music. I feel like with especially like a Jelly's show, like if you see his older stuff live, we turn it more into like a rock show and we rock out the country stuff more. But there's so many different influences throughout our band. It's like our guitar player Casey comes from more of like the country, and then come from more of like the hard rock, southern rock, and our steel player, pedal steel Roosevelt, comes from like jazz and blues and funk. I mean, man, it's just an anomaly of people that all fell into the right spot. We're all just friends. We're like the weirdest friend group, but it's awesome.
I was gonna say, right, it's like a greater than the sum of the parts thing. And I don't think the public that is getting to kind of know, meet, and experience you guys really realizes the potential that could happen out of this band. Just like what's in there, the ingredients there, it's going to be crazy. So a lot of people, the entire country in a big way, got to meet you guys on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon. It had to be a surreal moment for sure. I mean, I remember, I think I was in Indianapolis with you guys when you had found out about it or someone had said something about it. So how did that happen? How did they tell you? And then what was that like?
You know, this last year with Jelly's been like very sporadic. Like they will be like, hey, we have an off day. And then the day later, like, never mind, played Jimmy Fallon. So it just happened like within a really quick like 7 hour turnaround of like, hey, man, off that you had, we're flying to New York with Jimmy Fallon. So we're all just like, all right, what song, long, how many songs? So we just kind of figure it out and just go, man. But luckily we're all pretty seasoned enough to, you put us up, we're going to get up there and do the best we can, you know?
So on the tour, you know, amazing places, venues, cities, there's got to be some, even when you guys were probably touring, you know, with the band previously, I'm sure you went to a bunch of places, but it was an incredible job by your social media team to give the day-to-day experiences. Like, what were a couple that stood out for you? And did you get time to explore at all? It seemed like it was go, go, go. Or so did you have to just say, like, I don't know, Topeka, Kansas, I got to make it back here someday.
It's really weird when you play like amphitheaters and stuff, those like little venues. If you were to play like bottom line Chicago, right? There's like a lot of stuff, or House of Blues, there's a lot of stuff around there. But like when you do the amphitheater stuff, you're just stuck in the middle of nowhere. All you really have is like band and your crew to hang out with really long. But there's definitely a couple of venues in my head. There's the amphitheater, I don't know the name of it, but it's in Guilford, New Hampshire. And for like, these are things that stick out to me. They do a full all seafood bar for dinner. And so whenever you get there, they have like a putt-putt course, a heated pool. They have like oysters and lobster tails, and they have like big three-wheel bicycles that you just get to ride on. It's like a playground for adults all day long. So everyone's up early and starts hanging out. So it's pretty cool.
That's nice. You know, from show to show to show, it's got to feel the same. So to have a place that really sticks out, that really kind of looks after you guys outside of, okay, here's the dressing room, is got to be super cool. All right. So, you know, El Bandido Yankee was a huge part of all the excitement on the Backroad Baptism Tour. Now you had the starring role on stage for Now It's the World Famous Jelly Roll and Jack Poor. You know, it was way more than just a shot for the listeners. You know, we'll have video up at WGNradio.com. How did that come to be? Like, did you volunteer for it? Some fans have come forward and said that it can't be real. You know, give the scoop, Jack. You know, dispel the rumors that it may not have been real El Bandido Yankee tequila in there.
Well, I'll start this. Me and the band definitely have a reputation for being, one, a great band. Two, we're like a party. We like to have fun. And we're just like the party country band. Jelly loves that it's just, we're natural to who we are. And we always like to have a good time. But to keep it short, yes, that's a real pour. Yes, that's daily. So on the off days, I spend some time in my room alone.
Practicing.
Hung out with
right?
everyone again.
You want to get it right.
No, but it was definitely real. And love tequila is great. So it wasn't bad. Like, I love tequila, but it's definitely a lot. It's definitely real. I don't know if we're going to continue the method next year, but if we do, the one doing it. So
for you and the man, you mentioned it too. It's like this crazy band of brothers. Y'all seem like brothers. How did it start with you? Because you were in a successful band, you were doing your career many years, all that kind of stuff. How did it start with you, Jelly, and the band? And at what point did you realize, you know, once you got into this, that hey, this was the right move, and just how big this could be?
Well, I've known Jelly now for like 7 or 8 years. I'm just coming to Nashville all the time previously to like rehearse and like that. And he was one of the first artists to tour during out of the pandemic, essentially. And I was in Florida at the time, and he called like, hey man, I realized like rest tour, this was beginning of 2021, like things are starting to pick up and I need more than just a drummer, a DJ, and a guitar player. We, you know, put together a band. And that's when we started find, you know, I called in Cody and Alex, and Casey been there previously for 10 years. He's like an OG member, and so is DJ Chill. And I came in, I started picking some members, and other people started coming in, like the belt. And at that point, we were just something special is happening. So, and that's what the 36-hour band is, because we all got a day and a half before the tour started in 2021. So we had to learn 8 songs in a day and a half and go tour it for 6 weeks.
Oh man. Well, see, but that's crazy how it all came together, and how outside of playing the music and everything, kind of instrumental and help bringing that sort of secret sauce together for it. So 5 months nonstop on tour, would you do it again exactly the way? Now the band is in a different position, you know, on the totem pole of success. So maybe it's like 4 seasons and it's all private jets. Who knows? How did you rest up as soon as you got off the tour?
We had about 2 weeks off, and I came home, did as close to nothing as possible, but I just moved into a new house, you know, building furniture and doing all that other stuff. But man, we still got flying to Fort Lauderdale to a headlining show, and then we're doing all the iHeartMedia stuff. and we're not stopping. We're still, man, we are still going.
Some cool destinations too, just like a long tour. Sometimes you're in places, maybe that's the first time you heard of that city is when you step on stage. This one coming up, as you mentioned, Riptide on the beach right down there in Florida. You got Mexico coming up and Chicago. El Bandido Yankee, it's a home game at the Allstate Arena. You got Jingle Ball, you mentioned, I heard Nicki Minaj, K-pop stars, Big Time Rush. We talked about the range, and you'll be living it, right, on the Jingle Ball set. It's going to be a short set, but folks are super pumped to see you guys.
Oh, no, it's going to be so much fun. I definitely don't know if I'll have the tequila pour and, you know, the amount of time we have, but if we could squeeze it in, Dito, I would.
So coming up in the spring, you got stadiums with Morgan Wallen. So the whole what's next for Jack Fowler is set for a while. But big picture, long term, you know, you already have the resume, Jack, for a world-class celebrity tequila shot model, right? But beyond that, like, what do you see? Are you living the dream right now, or is this just like in the future you got this goal or that goal?
Dude, you know, it's always been a rule. We stay humble and we take, you know, just a step at a time, man. And so if it all ended tomorrow, I'd be so grateful. But at this point, I think we're just going to keep steamrolling ahead, man, and just see what happens next. We're all just, you know, super grateful and excited to be here, and we wake up every day with a smile on our faces knowing that we get to go do what we do for a living.
Yeah, not only you guys with the smiles, fans, right? Smiles, they're going to see you on stage with the hottest band in the land at Riptide. El Bandido Yankee will be there too, of course, and in full effect here in Chicago at the Allstate Arena. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. In the meantime, social media wise, to try to, if you can, he never stops, keep up with Jack Fowler. Where can they go?
If you want to keep up with me, you can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at SWS, or just hit us up at 36 Hour Band. So
thanks again, Jack, for all you do for music, right? For the public, it's a public service, Jelly Roll, and of course for the tequila world. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.